This call is from Visa and MasterCard Fraud Prevention Team. To verify your standing order for £8.99 for Amazon Prime and £987 for Western Union Money Transfer. Please press 1 to accept or press 2 if you need any assistance.
Thank you for getting connected with Visa. This is Daniel. How can I help you?
Well, somebody phoned me up about an Amazon purchase, and this has nothing to do with me.
Okay. When did you receive that call, sir?
Just now.
Can you please help me with your name?
My name is Bradner, B-R-A-D-N-E-R.
Bradner, right?
Yes.
Mr. Bradner, as I can see, it was a verification call from Visa to verify your recent purchase that was made on your debit card, okay? One payment is for £8.99 for Amazon Prime. Did you try to make any purchase or payment towards Amazon Prime?
No.
Okay. And I can see there is one more payment that is made towards, I can see towards Western Union for £987.
No.
Did you try to make any...
Nothing to do with me.
Okay. When was the last time you have used your debit card, sir?
Probably a day or so ago, but that's nothing to do. I didn't use any of those payees. So.
Okay. Because we have found that there were multiple attempts that were noticed on your account, you know. And
Honestly, I did check my bank statement, and
well, it seems to be that there is a fraud that has happened on your account, okay? So what I can do is that I can simply get you connected with the anti-fraud department of your bank so that they can go ahead and check what exactly the problem is and help you to fix the problem, okay?
Okay.
So just can you double check and let me know whether, just to make sure that you haven't lost your card. You have your card with you?
No, I've got my card, and there's no problem with that.
That's with you only, right?
Yeah.
It's not lost.
Yeah, that's right. There's nobody else that uses it.
Okay. Now, just look at the back of your debit card. You will see there is a customer service number, like a customer inquiry number starting with number 0345. If you see that number, please confirm me the number. What do you see?
I'll just get a card.
Take your time.
Okay, yes, I've got the number.
What numbers do you see at the back of your card? I'm not asking you the debit card number, remember. I'm
asking
you to check.
There's a telephone number, it's 0345-300 and another 4-0.
Okay, let me check. Okay. So, what I'm going to do, first of all, I will be helping you to get you connected with the anti-fraud department of your lawyer's bank so that they can go ahead and freeze the charges for you and make sure the money doesn't get deducted, okay?
Yeah, okay.
So, what I'm going to do, once I hang up the call, you will hear a beep sound, okay? Once you hear the beep sound, simply dial the number which you see at the back of your card, starting with 0345, okay?
Yeah.
Once you dial that number, your call will be connected with the anti-fraud department of the lawyer's bank, okay?
Okay.
So, once you hear the beep sound, simply dial the number. Here you go. We haven't got any kind of input, sir. You were pressing the numbers?
Yeah. Should I press? Well, you want me to dial the number, don't you?
Once you hear the beep sound, dial the number again,
okay?
If you just give me a moment. Here you go.
Hello? Please join your brief delay. Assistance is just ahead.
Lloyd's Fraud Prevention Team. You're speaking with Don Harvey. How can I help you today?
Well, I've just had a call to say that there's been a couple of payments for trying to go through on my account, and it's not something that I've verified. So they had asked me to phone your number to tell you. So it's on a Visa debit card.
Okay, well, I would be happy to help you out. So could you please help me out with your first and your last name, please?
My first name is Robert, and my second name is Bradner, which is spelled B-R-A-B-N-E-R.
Okay. Now, Robert, could you please help me out with your date of birth in order to know I'm speaking with the account holder?
Yes, sure. The 20th of March, 1951.
Okay. Now, Robert, could you please allow me a moment? I'll just pull up your account details and see what exactly is going on with your account. Like, when have you received the call? Was it today?
I just actually did it just now. So, they were trying to verify whether I authorized the payments for Amazon Prime and sort of another one as well, actually about £900. So. But it's nothing to do with me.
There's nothing to do with you, okay. And Robert, just for the verification, could you please confirm me out with your address, please?
My home address?
Yeah.
Yeah, home address is 7 Bendon's Close, Hornchurch, RN11-3UL.
Okay. Just hold the line for a moment, Robert. Your details have been validated. It's been verified. I'll just pull up your details and see if there's anything coming up on your account or not, okay?
Okay.
And you hold the line for a moment, please. Thank you for holding the line. Robert, you there?
Yep.
Right. Now, sir, I have pulled up your account information. I can see that on January 17th, that's today, there is a transaction that's coming up on your account. The last transaction on your account is for £987. And this money is being transferred to Western Union, okay?
It's not valid.
It's not valid, like it was not out to you?
It's nothing to do with me, no.
It's nothing to do with you, okay. And Robert, you mean that's a fraud transaction on your account, right?
Yeah, sounds like it, yeah.
Okay. Now, Robert, I can see there is one more payment on your account, and that is for £8.99. Like, this money is being transferred through, you know, from your account to Amazon, you know, Prime.
Yeah, well, I said, there's nothing I've authorized.
You mean both of these payments which were taken
place
today?
Both payments are not valid.
Oh, okay. Give me a moment, Robert. I'll put a hold on both the charges since these are fraud payments on your account, right?
Yeah, hold. Give me a moment.
Mm-hmm. Robert, what I've done is I've just gone ahead and put a red flag on both of these payments. Now, these are showing as unauthorized transactions on your account. Now, Robert, I would like to ask you something. Like, tell me, to the best of your memory, when was the last time you've used your card in a commercial place, like at the gas station, at a grocery store, at a departmental store,
yeah,
or anywhere
in public? Probably yesterday, I should imagine, I think. I haven't used it today, but, yeah.
Yesterday. Now, have you noticed like someone was trying to take numbers of your card or trying to take pictures of your card?
No, not at all. I mean, this is complete, you know, news to me. Obviously, I'm concerned, obviously, having gotten the phone call just a minute ago from, you know, from the people trying to check whether that was a valid transaction.
Okay. Now, Robert, apart from you, is there anyone else who's using your card on your behalf, Robert?
No.
Like, are you all by yourself, sir?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. And, Robert, is something like this which you're facing today, is it for the very first time?
Yes, it is really, because I did check my online account to see if there's anything, you know, I did go through them. So, I do see, occasionally you do see stuff on things I have a computer about people, have, you know, on emails to say that,
mm-hmm.
but they're not, they don't seem to come through on my bank. Probably, do you think, are they misdirected emails?
Robert, if you can just log in into your online banking, please, and say, you know, if there are any other charges which you have not made, let me know about it.
Yeah, we'll do that. I've got a couple of teachers not on, so I'll have to get on. It'll take a little while to get in. Hold on.
Yeah, no worries. You can just take your time, Robert. You have to sort this out.
Yeah, so I have to get in, because there is a procedure with, you know, with all the codes and everything to get in.
Yeah, exactly. Just do it. I'm on the line with you. And Robert, did you try to log in into your online banking today, this morning at 6:47? Have you logged in?
Sorry, I'm not in yet. I'm still waiting to... sorry. It takes a bit of a while to...
Okay. And Robert, did you try to log in into your online banking this morning today?
Sorry?
Robert, did you try to log in into your online banking this morning today?
I haven't been on the computer this morning at all. No, because I'm in there.
You have not been. Okay.
It's loading now, and I just put the password in, but it will still take a little bit of time.
Okay.
To
No issues, no issues.
Sorry about that. I'm starving from cold.
No problem, no problem. Yeah. Take your time while I'm working on your account. Yeah, I'm just working. Landline. Have you logged in, Robert? Have you logged into your account, sir? You there, Robert?
Sorry, this is taking a long, long time, but it's beginning to load now for Lloyd's fault.
Okay, you're right.
to be logged in? You there, sir?
Hello?
Yep.
Well, I just got through to the, the last payment, which is probably not a 16th of January yesterday, just a very small amount to Sainsbury's, £4.85.
Do you see any payments, you know, apart from those payments which you have not made, do you see anything appearing on your account, Robert?
Not that they invalid, no, I haven't seen anything.
Exactly, see, you don't see those payments for $9.87 and $8.99 on your account,
I've
already put them on hold at this moment, you know.
The trouble is if it's today, it might not be on my online account, it might be the one that's, you know, sort of pending. You know, I can't access those, can I? I think it's the local branch that has that.
Exactly. Now, Robert, do you see any other payments which you have not made and it's appearing on the account? Any other any transactions which you have not made and it's appearing on the account statement?
I've just flicked through all the local, you know, the ones in January, and they all seem to be, they all seem, you know, ones like spec. There's nothing invalid in that. So
I understand.
Obviously,
that.
I appreciate being contacted to say these are coming through, but they're not things I haven't validated them at all. The one about the Prime, you know, the Amazon Prime, nothing to do with me. And the Western Union order is nothing to do with
exactly, that. Exactly. Both of these payments are fraudulent. I've already red flagged both of those payments, you know, for that reason, you're not able to see those payments.
No.
Now, Robert, what's the last transaction? You see it from your end, Robert, on your...
Well, as I said, the last transaction was the 16th of January. It's just a debit of £4.85 to Sainsbury's. Very
good. Okay, and what's the closing balance you see?
The closing balance is 4378330.
Exactly. Now, and Robert, basically, how many accounts do you see there?
How many accounts?
Yes. Just take the second account.
Do you mean the name of the account? When you say, obviously, I'm just looking at my one bank statement, so when you say accounts, what do you mean by that? Do you mean the number or...?
No, like how many accounts? Like, you have a checking account, you have a savings account,
a check account, but it's just that one, classic.
Exactly.
It's just a classic account,
Exactly, Robert. Yeah. Now, Robert, can you just log out of your online banking, please?
Yeah, okay.
Log out, sign out of your online banking.
Okay.
Let me know once you have logged out.
Yeah, I've logged out, yeah.
Okay. Now, Robert, for the next 24 hours, you are not advised to log in into your online banking until and unless you hear it from me. Because, Robert, what we have found is that your online banking is being accessed from, you know,
somebody else,
Is trying to have access of your online banking from past 13th of January. So, I hope you have not given out your login credentials to anyone, like over the phone or, you know, to any of your friends, any of your family members, or you're not logged in into, you know, any else's, you know, personal computer, like PC.
Nothing else I can think of, no.
No, okay. And Robert, so basically right now for the next 24 hours, I would advise you not to log in into your account until and unless you hear from me. Now basically, Robert, you know, while you were, you know, trying to log in into your account, you know, I was working on your account, and what we have found is that the transaction that was taking place for £987, you know.
Yes.
Now this money, you know, this is a large amount of money that was going to an illegal organization in the overseas country.
Yeah.
And looking at your account statement, Robert, you have never made any of these payments that's going overseas, right, sir? Now, basically, Robert, what we have found is that this payment for 987, which was going, now it was going to an illegal organization, and according to the law of the government, Robert, you are coming under the Money Laundering Control Act of 1986. And I hope you know that money laundering is a, you know, major crime. Do you know that, Robert?
Well, of course I do. Yeah, it's not something I've authorized, though. So,
Exactly, Robert. Now, Robert, tell me, have you ever lost your wallet with your identities inside, like your debit card, your driver's license, your, you know, your national identity card, anything? Have you ever lost your passport?
No, I don't think I have. Not with the debit card. In. I did lose the travel card, but that was separate from the bank account. So I'm not aware of it. No. So I know you've said that it could have been copied, and that does happen. That's what I know, because I used to work with somebody that happened to them. Some of the copied it, but that was quite a few, you know, quite some time ago.
Okay. Now, Robert, what we are suspecting is that you have been a victim of an identity theft. Okay, like someone has got hold of your personal identities. And they are trying to put illegal charges in your name.
Exactly.
Now, so Robert, as you understand that, your identities are the most important piece of personal information a bank needs while extending you credit, giving out loans, renting an apartment, filing for your taxes.
Would you be advising me, though, to have a word with a local bank and try and get the card changed?
So, at this moment, Robert, you know, right now, I will let you know about it. Which branch do you go to, Robert?
Well, it's a local one, Hornchurch. Yeah.
Oh, is that the one at 2125, you know, Station Lane?
Station Lane, that's it.
That's the one you go to. Okay,
yeah.
Now, Robert, do you know anyone inside the bank personally?
No, I don't. I mean, I have been over there, obviously, a few times. I don't know personally, obviously I could go over there and talk to them. But,
okay, and do you have, have you ever had any problems in the past by any chance, please?
There was one query a few months ago, something like, because there was some concern about, and I checked to see if the payment was coming through and it was, whether it was pending or anything, but that was sorted out, and they checked it there, and that was fine. It wasn't anything like £900 or, you know, pounds or anything, or, you know, that's ridiculous.
Robert, what we have found is that basically, you know, it's not just you, you know, who have been a victim of this, you know, scam, you know. There are 47 other people who have already been a victim of this. Now, the Metropolitan Police, the Cybercrime Department, has a strong suspect that some of the official members are involved in this conspiracy of stealing money. Now, it can be anyone. It can be the manager, it can be the teller, it can be the receptionist. Right now,
what
the situation is
actually within the bank, you know.
Exactly, Robert, what we have... Yeah, exactly. Now, Robert, what we have found is that, you know, there are 47 other people who have already been a victim of this. Now, the Metropolitan Police, the Cybercrime Department, has a strong suspect that some of the official members are involved in this conspiracy of stealing money. Now, it can be anyone. It can be the manager, it can be the teller, it can be the receptionist. Right now, the situation is very critical at this present moment, because what we have found is we have found 47 people from the Hornchurch branch and also the branch that's the one in Romford. Do you know there's a branch in Romford, the one at Marketplace?
Well, I don't use it, so...
You don't use it, but however, we have caught 47 people from these two branches, and the situation is very critical at this present moment. Because, Robert, as you understand that, a bank is the only place which has all of your information.
Right.
Now, if that information is being compromised, you can understand the gravity of this situation, Robert. Right? Now, Robert, during the first week, you know, we were completely terrified and shocked that what exactly is going on. So we had to contact the Metropolitan Police. Now, there was a sting operation that was being carried out for 48 hours. And to the most shocking part, Robert, we got to know that three computers from the bank branch itself have been used to fetch data of our customers and try to do illegal activities in their name. Because the most shocking part, Robert, which we have found on this investigation is all the people who have been a victim of this, they were all senior citizens. They were all people above 60, 65, 70, 75 years of age. You know, they were all senior citizens.
That qualifies me, of course.
Exactly, Robert. And Robert, what we have also found is, you know, that out of 47 people, you know, 38 of them have already lost over £227,000 from their bank accounts in a matter of 2 weeks. So you can understand that £227,000 is not a small amount of money that's being compromised, Robert. Right?
Thank you.
Now, basically, Robert, you know, the situation is quite frightening for us as well. But however, since the Metropolitan Police, who's working along with us, you know, they have advised us that things would all go all right, but it's going to take some time. Do you understand my point, Robert?
Yes,
exactly. Now, one more thing is, Robert, what we'll have to do is we need to send a voicemail to the Metropolitan Police Cybersecurity stating them that there is a suspected fraud on your account and you are not the authorized person to commit any of these fraud activities.
Yes.
So that if by any chance something illegal is coming up with your finances, you will not be caught for things which you have not done. Because as I can see on your account, Robert, is that you are a pensioner, right? You get pensions from the government every fortnight. Now, if by any chance the government has any suspect that you are a pensioner and something illegal is coming up with your finances, all the pensions which you get from the government stands cancelled, Robert.
Yes.
You understand my point?
I
sir. Right. Exactly. So what I'm going to do is I'll turn on the recording from my... Now, tell me, did you have any dealings with the Metropolitan Police or the British Intelligence Agency in the past, Robert?
Well, no. I mean, I did... I did have... About a year ago, I had my car stolen. So I was obviously had to report that to the police. And that was recorded. That's recorded anyway. So that's the only dealings I've had with the police... recently, about 12 months ago, and I had a car stolen.
Oh, okay. Now, you don't have any dealings with them for cyber attack?
No, this is
an online phishing attack. You don't
No.
Okay, not a problem. So, Robert, what I'm going to do is, I'll turn on the recording from my end. You'll have to repeat your name, your address, and the statement after me once I start the voice recording, Robert.
Okay?
Great.
Recording started.
Here we start. My name is
Robert Gravener.
I am residing at
7 Brendan's Close, Hornchurch, Essex, postcode RM113UL.
My date of birth is
20th of March, 1951.
I am banking with Lloyds.
I'm banking with Lloyds Bank.
I have been a victim.
I have been a victim.
Of an online fraud.
Of an online fraud.
My identities.
My identities.
My bank account.
My bank account.
Have been used.
Have been used.
To commit fraud.
To commit fraud.
Without my knowledge.
Without my knowledge.
I have not made. Any transactions.
Any transactions.
For £987.
For £987.
And £8.99.
£8.99.
I suspect that. These are fraud transactions on my account.
These are fraud transactions on my account.
I will request. The Metropolitan Police. And the Cybercrime Department. To investigate on this case. And get it resolved. As soon as possible.
Thank you.
I agree to keep. The privacy of this investigation. Confidential. Thanking you and your full name.
Thank you. My name is Robert Bradley. Was that satisfactory?
Your response has been recorded.
Just hold the line for a moment, Robert. I'm just forwarding this recording to the Metropolitan Police and the Cybercrime Department. So it might take a minute or two. So just hold the line for a moment patiently.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for holding the line, Robert. Really appreciate your patience. Now, sir, I have already forwarded this complaint to the Metropolitan Police, the Cybercrime Department. And now, basically, sir, we'll also have to forward this complaint to your local police station as well, since you've already been a victim of an identity theft. So, Robert, before proceeding further, could you please help me out with an email address? Like, you have an email address, right, Robert?
Yes, indeed, yeah. It's Robert Bradner, as in the card, at iCloud.com.
Could you repeat it once again, please?
It's Robert Bradner. All in one word, no dots or anything in the middle. At iCloud.com.
I'll read it back to you. Let me know if I am correct or not. Okay, Robert. I'll spell it out to you. Okay, it's R as in Romeo, O as in Oscar, B as in Bravo,
yeah.
E as in Echo,
yeah.
R as in Romeo.
Yeah.
T is in Toronto. B is in B is in Bravo.
Yeah.
R is in Romeo.
Yeah.
A is in Alpha.
Yeah.
B is in Bravo.
Yeah.
N is in November.
Yeah.
E is in Echo.
Yeah.
R is in Romeo. Yeah. At the rate, iCloud.com. Is
that's
correct?
That's correct. Yeah.
That's correct. Okay. Now, Robert, you have a mobile phone at your place as well, right, Robert?
Well, I don't really use a mobile phone, so it's just used for emergencies. It's definitely, I use the landline, really, for the thing. And you got my landline details, or?
I have the landline. I'll just read it back.
Yeah, that's the one I use. I use the landline for contacting, and there's an answer phone on it as well, so... it might be a bit old-fashioned, but I only use it for sort of emergencies, car breakdown or something like that. So.
Yeah, I understand that, Robert, but however, in cases of emergency, you know, we might also contact you, you know, or like a text message might be sent to your mobile phone. So for that reason, you know, could you please help me out with your mobile number?
No, I don't use it for that, so that's why you could need something on the answer phone on the landline.
But you don't use your mobile phone anymore,
I don't use a mobile text, so.
You don't get text messages as well, Robert?
No, I don't. I just use email.
You just use... is it on the computer or is it on the
mobile phone? Yeah, email's on the computer.
Oh, okay, no worries. Give me a moment.
Actually, I'm a bit older and I don't need all that. But I always find that satisfactory anyway, so.
I totally understand your concern, Robert. Not a problem. But basically, no issues. Now, Robert, what I'm doing is I'm just forwarding a complaint, you know, like the same recording to your local police station as well. Since you have already been a victim of an identity theft, so for that reason, you know, I'm just filing this complaint to your local police station, okay? Right. So just hold the line for a moment, Robert. If you're just resolving all of it, and make sure don't try to log in into your online banking for the next 24 hours.
I appreciate that. So I've got the message. I won't do that.
Exactly.
Just give me a moment. I'll just tell you, I could do it tomorrow afternoon or something.
I'll let you know about it.
Yeah.
I will be in touch with you throughout this investigation.
Yeah.
Till the time this is not being resolved, you know. See, Robert, it's going to take at least, you know, 4 to 5 days to get it all resolved.
Because your
identities have been affected, you know. So if you think that this is going to get resolved in 1 or 2 days, that's completely impossible, Robert.
No, I understand that. It's just obviously, as you said, I shouldn't log in for 24 hours. So I'll be doing, you know, tomorrow afternoon, you know, after 2 o'clock.
I'll be in touch with you throughout the
day. Or you can email me if you want. And,
exactly.
Leave a message on the email just to say you can log in or whatever. So.
Exactly. I mean, keep you informed, keep you updated about each and everything that's going on. Okay, give me a moment, please. I am working on your account. Okay, I'm just sending an email to them. Just be online, okay?
Yeah.
Righto.
a problem, you are facing in another sense of responsibility now. Okay, so these are the different situations that I need to get connected to the bank. So these are things that look at the bank because if you do get a customer inquiry or a customer service number starting with the 345, something like that.
Thank you.
Thank you for holding the line, Robert. Really appreciate your patience. You there, sir?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I'm sorry to keep put you on hold for so long, you know. Actually, I was sending an email to them regarding all of this that's going on, basically. Now, Robert, I will inform you something, you know, basically. Can you hear me properly?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, exactly. Now, Robert, from now onwards, like, do you have to make any payments today? Like, you need to write any checks or make any payments today?
No.
Or tomorrow?
No.
So I'm telling you something, that from now onwards, if you need to make any payments, you will have to keep me informed regarding the same. Till the time your accounts have not been resolved, okay? Now, basically, why we're doing this is because right now, if you need to make any payments, you'll have to inform me with the check number and the amount of money you'll be transferring, you know, to someone, you know, like by check, you know, so that I can make sure that your check payments are not being stopped, the checks are not being dishonored, and the payment passes through. Do you understand my point, Robert?
Yes, certainly.
Right? Because right now we have kept a hold on your account at this moment. Till the time, you know, once this is all resolved, you know, once you get your new card, you know how to activate your new card, then everything would be absolutely all right. Do you understand my point? Any questions you have by now?
You will be issuing a new card to me then.
Obviously, yeah. No, I have already, issued you a new card that would be delivered to you at your doorstep in the next 2 to 3 business days. Since today is Wednesday, you will receive the new card by Friday or by Monday. You know, if you don't receive the new card by Friday, I'm guessing that, you know, you'll receive the new card by Monday. It is an express delivery, you know, it would be done, you know, everything would be done properly. Now, one more piece of advice I would be giving you. Once you get your new card, I hope you need to, you know how to activate your new card using the ATM machine. And I would also suggest you not to use the old PIN numbers, which you have been using in the past. Generate a different PIN so that would be more secure. You know, just adding some extra security to your account, Robert. We can understand my point. Exactly. Now, one more thing is, Robert, until and unless this investigation is not yet being over, you are not allowed to speak about this investigation with anyone.
No.
Until and unless we don't catch all the culprits red-handed and put them behind the bars. Because as you understand that, since people from the bank are involved in this, so it would be a massive security breach if something like this is taking place. Do you get my point, sir?
Yes, okay. Yep, okay.
Any questions you have by now?
Okay, no.
Right. Now, Robert, can you tell me how far is your local bank from your place? How far is
it's a couple of roads away.
Like, is it a walking distance or you have to drive?
It's certainly within walking distance, yes.
It's a walking distance. That's the one at Hornchurch, right?
Yes, that's right.
Exactly. Station Lane. Now, Robert, what you need to do is, basically, since the money which you have on your account, Robert, is not safe at this present moment, so what we are going to do is, we will be creating a new account for you. The Lloyd's headquarters would be creating a new account for you, and we will be transferring part-by-part transaction from your existing account to your new account. See, Robert, we cannot transfer all the money at once onto your new account, because if we transfer all the money at once from your existing account to your old account, to your new account, the people at the bank will be alerted that you have created a new account for yourself, and they will hack into your new account as well. So we cannot take a risk at this present moment. Do you understand my point, Robert?
Yes, okay, yes.
Right. So what you need to do is, I hope you have a driver's license at your place.
Okay.
Do you have a driver's license?
Yes.
So you need to carry your driver's license and your debit card along with you. You need to go inside the bank confidently, okay? And you need to tell the teller that you want to make a transfer for £24,000. Now, if by any chance the teller asks you that why do you want to make this transfer, do you have anything which you can tell them as a smart answer, any confident answer?
Not really, no.
Anything which you have at the back of your mind,
yeah.
You can let me know? Mm-hmm. Any reason you have?
Mm-hmm.
Beg your pardon, sir? Right. Now, if they ask you that why are you making this transfer, do you have anything which you can tell them as a confident answer?
I'll think of something.
Anything which you can tell me, you know, see, you will have to be very smart inside the bank.
because these people inside the bank are very smart. So your confidence will be your only weapon when you are inside the bank. Okay. Do you have anything that you have at the back of your mind, if you can tell me?
I'll
tell you that what you can say is, if they ask you why are you making this transfer, you can tell them that you are purchasing a truck. You know, you can tell them that you are buying a truck, a second-hand truck from one of your friends. Do you get my point, sir?
Yeah, okay. Yes, I think.
What would you say?
Buying a truck or something, yeah.
Buying a truck. Now, if they ask you that, you know, what is the reason for your purchase of your truck, you can tell them, you know, I am really, very interested in truck business, and one of my friends is a truck driver, so I am purchasing a truck, and, you know, I will be, you know, using that truck, you know, since my friend would be driving, and that would be bringing some income to me. Do you understand my point, Robert?
Yes, thank you.
Right, exactly. Now, Robert, can you please get a fresh piece of paper and a pen handy?
Yeah.
A fresh piece of paper. Nothing should be written on that piece of paper, Robert. Okay. Now, Robert, since right now we cannot use your name, so we will be using a fictitious name that is only going to be valid for the next 2 hours, okay? After 2 hours, the name will be changed to your name. Do you understand my point, Robert?
Yeah.
Can you please get closer to your phone, actually?
Yes, hello, yes, sir.
Yeah. So, tell me, are you understanding my point, or do I need to explain you once again?
No, I've got a question.
I'll tell you. See, what you need to do is, you need to go down to the bank, along with your driver's license, and your debit card along with you, and you need to tell the teller that you want to make a transfer for £24,000. Now, if they ask you, for what reason are you making this transfer? And what would you say? That you are purchasing a truck. Okay, and if they ask you that, you know, why are you purchasing this truck? Tell them that, you know, I want to invest in some truck business so that it would bring some income to me. Okay? Do you understand my point, sir?
Yes.
They might ask you, have you seen the truck? Tell them, yes, you know, one of my friends is a truck driver who has, you know, dealt with it. I have already seen it, and this is the payment which I am doing so that, you know, I can get the truck delivered. Okay? So, you need to write down the, you know, business name, you know, since this is your account only, but however, the people at the bank should not know that's your account. The money is actually going to your account. Do you understand my point?
Yes.
To your new account. So write down the name, that is Naked Limited. I'll tell you, it's N for November.
Yeah.
E is in Echo.
Yeah.
K is in Kilo. I is in Indigo. T is in Thomas. Naked Limited. It's L for Lima. T is in Toronto. D is in David. It's Naked Limited. Do you get it?
Yeah.
Can you repeat it once again, sir?
Okay. Naked Limited.
Can you please spell me out, sir?
Yeah. Okay.
Can you spell it out to me?
Yeah, I think I'm a bit worried about this. Thank you very much. Yes.
I beg your pardon? God dear, and you have a child.